Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
I want to cancel an order.
All right. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
32963.
And what is that first and last name?
Thomas Sandor.
And you said 32963?
Yes.
And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
201 Turtle Way, 32963.
Okay, so what I see here, you just placed an order for a pair of earbuds for $745 and an earbud case for $997. If you don't mind me asking, why would you like to cancel?
The way it was presented was deceptive.
Okay. Let's see. So, with these products, these earbuds are good for listening to music while you're going on walks or doing chores around the house, or just simply just having a yourself day. So one thing I could do is I can offer you a 35% discount.
No, I'd like to simply have you cancel the order and terminate this call.
Okay. We would hate to lose you as a customer, so as a courtesy, another thing I could do is offer a 50% discount.
I'd like to terminate this call.
If the 50% doesn't work, I can do 75.
I'd still like to terminate this call.
Okay, what do you mean by terminate the call?
I'd like you to hang up, and I'd like to hang up and finish this call and just simply have you credit the whatever charge.
Oh, we can disconnect the call, but if you hang up before my transactions are finished, then they will be unprocessed.
I'm here until you complete the transaction.
I know. I'm completing the transaction right now. I just need you to give me a moment. It does take some time. Alrighty, so I fully canceled out that account for you, so that $745 and $997 should be put back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. Once again, that comes along with the cancellation. I'll make sure that no more charges will be going through. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Can you send me an email confirming?
Unfortunately, I am unable to send an email.
Thank you. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.